This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. We're bringing you conversations with presidential candidates in the run-up to the Iowa caucuses. This morning, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders nearly defeated Hillary Clinton in the 2016 Iowa caucuses, and he's making another run with a much more crowded field in the run-up to 2020. Last Thursday, my co-host of the IPR podcast Caucusland, Kate Payne, and I sat down with Sanders ahead of his first trip back to Iowa since he had a heart attack earlier this month. I started by asking him how he was feeling.
I'm feeling great. Thank you very much. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank people in Iowa and all over this country who prayed for my recovery and who sent their well wishes. Much appreciated.
And on that note, Senator, your health is not an issue for some, a deep concern for others. Can voters trust that if you feel you're not physically up to this job, that you would leave the race?
Absolutely. But look, I am. I am getting stronger every day. And I think the answer is watch me campaign. Watch how I do in debates. Watch my day-to-day activities. And you'll find that the procedure that I had, as I'm sure you know, is a fairly common procedure. I got to admit that I learned a little bit about cardiology in the last few weeks. Turns out it happens, I believe, close to a million times a year in the United States. And I'm angry at myself a little bit that I didn't pay more attention to the symptoms. You know, I was working really, really hard, but I got more tired than I usually did. I was God-given a lot of endurance, and I've had that my whole life. So my message to listeners out there, pay attention to some of those symptoms and get to a doctor if you're getting fatigued. But I'm feeling great, and I think we have every reason to expect a full recovery.
And so many of the other candidates have adopted your Medicare for All plan or something like it. Senator Elizabeth Warren was in the state recently and said that she'll be rolling out in the coming weeks her plan for how to pay for her interpretation of Medicare for All. Do you believe that she's committed to implementing Medicare for All?
I'll let Senator Warren speak for herself. All I can tell you is that if there's anything that I believe in, and you can wake me up in the middle of the night, you'll ask me that question, is healthcare a human right? I believe it is. And I believe it is an international embarrassment that we as a nation have got to deal with. How come in Canada? How come in Germany? How come in Scandinavia, in France, in the UK, every other major country on earth, people don't worry about the cost of going to a doctor or a hospital? The function of healthcare is not to make $100 billion in profit for the insurance companies and the drug companies, huge CEO compensation packages. The function of healthcare is to provide quality care to every man, woman, and child. And that is going to happen. That will happen. That's what the American people want. Question whether it happens sooner or later. If elected president, it will happen sooner.
I want to ask about climate change here. Scientists and leaders at the United Nations say that the world will have to fundamentally transform our economies to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050.
Yes.
How do you achieve that goal with the federal government? I mean, do they need to be saying companies can't sell certain kinds of cars or homeowners shouldn't be looking at certain...
Thank you for asking that question, and you're exactly right. And I think anyone who objectively looks at our climate change proposal will see it as the most comprehensive proposal in terms of trying to do what the scientists, as you indicate, tell us we have to do. So let us be clear what is at stake. Some people say, hey, Bernie, your proposal is expensive. It is expensive. Compared to what? We are fighting for the future of this planet. We are fighting to make sure that your kids and your grandchildren and future generations have a nation and a planet that is healthy and is habitable. So to answer your question, yeah, we have to say to the fossil fuel industry, sorry, your short-term profits are not more important than the future of this planet. And we are going to move away as aggressively and as quickly as we can from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy. And in that regard, let me congratulate the people of Iowa. You are some of the leaders in this country in terms of wind. We can and must do more, but Iowa is helping to pave the way. We're right now, I think you're getting 35% of your electricity from wind. That's no small thing. We can do better. And as President of the United States, we're going to provide the funding, not just to Iowa, but to every state in this country to move forward aggressively away from fossil fuel.
And the fossil fuel industry has known for decades that they are causing damage by emitting these greenhouse gases. Elsewhere, we're seeing settlements with the opioid industry, who also knew they were implicated in the impacts that profiting from. Would your Justice Department seek a similar settlement?
Well, how many hours do we have to answer that excellent question? All right, the answer is absolutely. Look, you've touched on one of the themes of my campaign. And I want you to just take a deep breath and think about it. Let me go with the easier one, which is the pharmaceutical industry. Pharmaceutical industry is not just incredibly greedy. They made $69 billion in profits last year, while one in five Americans cannot afford the medicine they need. They are engaging, as we speak, in collusion and in price fixing. A couple of months ago, I went to Canada with some folks from the Midwest. We bought insulin for one-tenth the price that it is charged in the United States. As you indicated, right now there is a major lawsuit by many states around this country. You know what that lawsuit is about? It's saying to the opioid manufacturers, you knew that the product you were selling all over this country was addictive. You knew that people were getting addicted. You continued to deny that reality. You killed people while you were making huge profits. And then you go to the, as you indicate, the fossil fuel industry. What do we say to executives at ExxonMobil and elsewhere who knew, their scientists were telling them, that climate change was real, their product was in fact helping to destroy this planet? What my administration is about and will be about is to tell the corporate elite that not only do they have to end the greed, they have to end the corruption. If somebody knows that the product that they are selling is killing people, that is illegal. My Department of Justice will throw the book at them, and they will end up in jail. I'm tired of a criminal justice system that throws kids in jail for selling marijuana but turns its back on crooks who are killing people all over this country and lying about what they're doing.
That's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders talking with my co-host of Caucus Land, Kate Payne, and me. You can find interviews we've done with other presidential candidates in the run-up to the caucuses at iowapublicradio.org and on the NPR Politics podcast On the Trail series. Don't forget to subscribe to Iowa Public Radio's Caucus Land, where you'll hear more of this conversation with Senator Sanders in an upcoming episode.